Welcome back to season 5 of Actors 2020 podcast, the season of the woman. But we just can't put all women on here, so we're going to have to throw a man or two. So that being said, welcome to Actors 2020 podcast. I'm your host, Johnny Keith, and today we're going all the way to, we're here already. I think it's Los Angeles. Not sure. We'll clarify that. We're going to speak to a fine, amazing actor, and I'm not kidding. You can tell this guy has theater experience. Just when he's not even saying anything, he's present in everything that he does. He's an actor. He's a writer, and we're going to talk a lot more about his editing later on in this program. It's pretty amazing what he does. We have the pleasure of speaking with
Israel Dubov.
So why don't we just give him a call and let's see what he has to offer you. And here we go. Hey, it's Johnny Keith from Actors 2020 Podcast. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you?
Great. Let's just get right to it. You're a good actor. I mean, watching your stuff, I can tell you got theater experience because when you're saying nothing, you're acting. I love it.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
Your dad ordained rabbi and you're ordained yourself.
Yes, my dad runs a synagogue back in Florida in Orlando. While being ordained, I don't necessarily practice being a rabbi, but I do have the knowledge that lies therein.
But have you married people?
No, I have not married people. It's actually the first thing that most people jump to. Oh, can you marry people? But it's more so the general base knowledge of being able to decipher between Jewish law and what can be done, what can't be done, mostly like in regards to kosher, in regards to the Sabbath and things like that.
Does it apply to the film career as well? Like, have you ever been, you know, like, oh man, I got offered this part, but it doesn't line up with my spirituality factors and you had to not take the part?
Actually, yes, I have had that. I'm not as spiritual or religious as a lot of other people that are practicing rabbis or that I know and back home and here and there a little bit, I still connect with my spirituality and I have rejected jobs on that basis.
So you're in LA right now, right?
Yes.
How come you didn't stay in Florida and get the career there? Or actually, you probably did because you went to the Florida Institute of Recording Sound Tech. So what did you learn there?
So when I was living in Florida, I was interested in becoming an editor. That was my big thing. So I decided to go to school. I wanted to learn film production and editing. And I spent about 6 months in that school when I decided that I needed to move to California. I wanted to be surrounded by this industry. And as soon as I finished school, which was about 3 months later, at the end of the semester, I moved out here.
Wow. And your parents are totally supportive of that?
Oh yeah. They're very supportive. It's a shame that a lot of religious parents are not generally. And I'm extremely lucky that my parents are.
Yeah. Looking at all yourself, you're all about the family for sure. It says you speak Spanish. Are you fluent in Spanish?
I can hold a conversation. I remember I was working at a day job where I was working with a lot of Latino employees. And one of them was telling me about this issue that we had. He was rambling off in Spanish. And one of the other workers turns to me and was like, you understood all that? I was like, oh yeah. I wouldn't necessarily be able to answer back in complete fluency, but I do understand a lot. I can get to where I'm going.
So you know if they're talking about you behind your back, huh?
Oh yeah.
So that bit you did with James Corbin, I mean, obviously he's British, but he had the yarmulke on. So how'd you get that gig?
That gig actually happened by accident. That was the single gig that pushed me toward my acting career. I was working at that butcher shop, Western Kosher. I was there as a full-time employee. That butcher shop is right near the CBS studios where the Late Late Show is shot. And they were shooting something right next door with a prime pizza, like mystery box type game. And I was outside, you know, being interested in the industry. And I was like, hey, what's going on? They said, oh, we're shooting this little bit. As a joke, I said, hey, if you ever need a kosher deli, come on in here. 2 weeks later, they called up and they're like, hey, we need a kosher deli.
You planted the seed.
I guess I did. So he showed up and my boss, who approved the filming and everything, he asked me and another employee who wants to be on camera. I was like, me, I do. I'll play behind the desk. And we did a bunch of bits. It was a lot of fun.
On Internet Movie Database, okay, you do stunts, you're additional crew, you're a second unit, assistant director, producer, director, and of course, editor. So what does an assistant director do?
An assistant director, I think, is a little bit misleading as a title because it sounds like you get coffee for the director. But what the assistant director actually does is essentially run the entire set. The assistant director is there to make sure that everything is running on schedule, that everybody is showing up on time, that all of the shots that the director needs are taken. Without the assistant director, there's really no staying inside the budget. There's no scheduling. You know, you can be there for days and not get what you need. It's essentially like somebody to keep everything in line.
How's that helped you as an actor by doing the producing and the directing? Do you have an appreciation of everything?
It helps a lot. Firstly, I know what to expect expect when I'm on set. I can see things from their point of view and therefore take it in a different way as an actor. So if I see a lighting setup happening, I can gauge what time frame we're talking about. I can also appreciate what they're doing and why they're doing it. And when they say something that may seem a little bit offensive toward an actor who is not experienced on the other side, or when they say something that might seem harsh or unexplanatory, as an actor, I can be like, okay, I get where they're coming from. I know why they're saying that this way. Also, sometimes I see them do something that's not conducive to the editing room.
I'll be like,
that won't cut well together. I'm very careful with saying things like that because the directors and those guys can sometimes get offensive and it's completely out of line, but I only do it when absolutely necessary.
So, I mean, I could take a couple of oranges. Maybe I can juggle three things. So where did you learn how to like juggle knives and fire and stuff like that?
Also an accident. I was at home on a break from school, but I was bored. I was sitting around with my family and I noticed on the bookshelf, which was a very strange thing because nobody in my family juggles, but on the bookshelf, there was a book called The Klutz Book for Juggling. And I picked it up as a joke. And I was like, oh, let me see what this is. It said, take one ball and throw it up in the air. I was like, okay, well, that's easy. And then it said, take two balls, throw it up in the air. And I was like, okay. And then it said, well, now take three balls. And I said, oh, damn, this is difficult. But it was a challenge and I wanted to overcome it. So I just kept doing it. And I didn't stop for 3 years. From balls, I went on to juggling pins and clubs. And then I moved to knives and fire. At this point, I could pretty much juggle anything that I could hold in my hand.
So where'd the close fighting Aikido come from? Where'd you learn that?
When I first moved to California, my friend knew of this Aikido place in Studio City. He brought me. I started taking classes there. Then I moved from Aikido to Krav Maga, which is a studied in downtown LA for a few months there. And then COVID happened.
See, I just noticed that you had a couple of books on Amazon. So the winning philosophy, you said all it takes to be successful is changing the mindset. So give us a brief synopsis of that book, A Winning Philosophy.
Essentially, I believe that everybody can be successful in whatever they want to do. It's just a matter of flipping your mindset. So for example, a lot of people come up with excuses after excuses after excuses for different various reasons. Just having the ability in your mind that you can is an automatic path towards success in anything. Because once you have the I can do it, now it's not a matter of can I or can't I, now it's a matter of how can I. And when you have that mindset that I can, you will do the things necessary until you find out the answer of how. So it's no longer a question of whether, it's a question of, okay, so now how do I learn how to do that? Who can I talk to in order to accomplish that? What do I need to do in order to get there?
Yeah, because the subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between reality and perception. So if you're saying that, they take it as reality.
Yeah, 100%. It's only that block that stops us from doing the things necessary because you won't do them if you don't believe that you can do them.
So you have another book with the same title and it looks like you got more specific on that one.
First book I wrote when I was 21 years old and just wanted to publish a book. So I just compiled a bunch of articles that I wrote and threw them into a book. The second book was very specific. It was geared towards men. It was made for men, essentially gentlemanliness. I fear that too many men out in the world have a lack of respect for themselves, have a lack of respect for women, have a lack of respect for life. The book is essentially what is a gentleman and how to attain that. What are the mindsets and philosophies that a gentleman holds that would make him a lot more of a respectful and successful overall good person.
I know, because everyone's being raised today by your iPhone and a lot of the stuff is not very accurate.
Yeah, it's the iPhone, it's the laziness, it's the subpar standard of, okay, well, I'm content, so therefore I'm not going to do anything to better myself. It's a lack of goals, it's a lack of growth.
You say acting is reacting, and you have a whole reel out there just with your reaction shots, play the music, and you're doing more acting than someone standing there waiting just to say the line. I mean, you came on screen, I was like, this guy's got theater experience, I can tell right now. All your stuff is really good, but maybe that just goes back to what you do because you edit demo reels.
I edit my own demo reels. I don't officially edit demo reels as a job, but I've edited a lot of demo reels. I've been a professional editor for 6 years, and I just thought that there are so many actors out there who pay professional editors to edit their reels for them when they can literally do it on their own computer. Editing a reel is one of the simplest forms of editing I've ever seen, and I don't think there's any reason why somebody should pay upwards of $300 to edit a simple reel.
So I went to your website. It's called edityourownreel.com, and it looks like you kept it very simple. Put an Eliminator theme on there. I think it's called B-Shop. You put the WooCommerce in. It's not like a blog or something. You have to baby and keep adding stuff in. Tell us about that.
Most actors, let's be real, are working off of Mac computers. And every Mac computer comes with the iMovie program. You can get free editing software on any computer, on any program. But because I work with the majority of the people have Apple, so I chose to work with iMovie. Once you sign up, I have a 5 or 6 part course that goes step by step, every single step of the way, from beginning to end, how to edit your reel on iMovie, from importing your clips, selecting them, to putting them into the timeline, to general principles that we need to keep in mind when editing, everything from A to Z.
So I noticed when I first went to your website, edityourownreel.com, some type of discount thing popped up, and then I tried to refresh my browser, and I was like, oh my God, did I just miss the discount? I guess maybe it only comes up the first time, and can you talk about how much your course is, actually?
If you close the browser and then open it up again, you should be able to see it again. However, I'm giving 50% off to all of your listeners. So the code is 2020podcast.
So it looks like you have three different programs. You have the $97 version, and you have a couple other ones, which aren't much more. At the very end, when you go to checkout, there's something that says apply a coupon, and they just type in 2020 podcast, and bam, 50% comes off?
Depending on what they select, they'll get 50% on anything. If they just buy the real course, they'll get 50% off that. If they buy the how to edit your own montage course, they'll get 50% off the whole bundle, and then the same thing with the third option.
And the third option is what? Is you get the montage, but you also get critique on it?
Yeah, so I will go through the actor's reel. They can send me their reel. I'll go through it and give them feedback from the perspective of an actor and a professional editor. When I teach the editing course, I always say to put your name at the front. Personally, I prefer to put a headshot also, but that's not necessary. As long as you got a name in the front, you should be fine. So people know who they're watching. And then as long as you start the editing reel on your own face, I was casting for a project and I would see a reel and I'm like, I don't know who this reel is for. Who am I looking at? This guy or that guy? And so it's very important that you start the first scene on you so we know, okay, that's the guy we're watching. That's the person that we're looking at.
Right. Now I see a lot of demo reels too. And I'm just like, they were in there for 5 seconds. They featured everybody else.
So, you know, sometimes you can have just one line in a project and unless it really helps your case, if somebody has a line in the new Marvel movie, but from the back of their head, the long shot, it doesn't really help your case as a reel. Sure, it may show you that you're in a Marvel movie, but it doesn't. As a reel, the point of the reel is to showcase your act, not what you've done necessarily. That's what a resume is for.
So besides edityourownreel.com, where is the best place to find more information about you?
We have a Instagram page. People are more than welcome to reach out and DM if they have any questions. And I'm making YouTube videos that have different tips and tricks that people can get a feel of what it would be like. I'm working on other videos and maybe possibly articles, blogs, and stuff like that. But as of right now, I would say the YouTube page, Instagram, hit us up on a DM to ask any questions that you might have, and the website. We have a separate Instagram for Edit Your Own Reel, at Edit Your Own Reel. That's the Instagram page.
Wrap it up here. Is there anything else that you'd like to say that we didn't cover?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that as an actor, if you have a computer, you can edit your reel. Too many actors are paying way more money than they have to professionals for every single edit, and you don't even have control over the actual process. You don't have control over the film. I know I have spoken to actors who have their videos up on YouTube, and they don't even have them themselves. They call me up. They're like, hey, how do I get my video off of YouTube, my reel? Because it's stuck there and I can't send it to anybody. I can't do anything with it. So then I have to show them how to download a video off of YouTube. But if you edit your own reel, you have full control over it. You can do whatever you want with it. Plus, think about all the money you can save.
Mm-hmm. And all the updates, you keep making it better. You get better roles. You can just keep changing it, making it better and better.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. But I appreciate you taking time out of your day to be on my show. I'm sure actors are out there listening going, wow. I never even thought about that. I can do that myself. Besides the business thing, I just appreciate you as an actor. Just again, you are a really good actor.
Thank you, Keith. I really appreciate that. Can I get that sound bite from our manager?
Sure. You'll have the podcast. You can just take that clip right off there. You're the real deal. You definitely have a gift.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. As actors, I'm sure you understand, we can get really self-conscious of our work. I can't express how much I appreciate you saying that.
All right. Well, you have a great rest of the weekend and we'll talk at you later.
You too. Thank you very much, Keith.
All right, bye-bye. Awesome conversation. Really, really enjoyed that. If you'd like more information on Yisrael Dubov, that's at YISRAELDUBOV on Instagram. And if you'd like to edit your own reel, just go to edityourownreel.com. You might want to forget about that discount code we talked about because I just went there and he's having like a pilot season special and it's cheaper than what we just talked about. Anyway, if you want information on that, edityourownreel.com. Hey, I wanted to say thank you to everyone who went to the Apple Podcast. Well, I think it's iTunes, and the ratings have went up. Thank you so much for that. If you haven't already, go there, leave a review, iTunes, or it doesn't really matter, wherever wherever you're listening to it. You can also do it on our page, actors2020podcast.com. We've been a little slow about getting the podcast out, but we are back on track for season 5, Season of the Woman. There are lots of TV shows being shot right here in Hollywood. I've been doing a lot of featured extra work. It's been a lot of fun. I thought I would be interviewing actors, but because of COVID, I can't sit there and interview because they're so far away wearing a mask. But it's been a lot of fun. I've been so privileged to work on all of my favorite shows, talk to all of my favorite stars. Everyone has been so nice. There has not been 1 ounce of negativity. I even did a couple's bit with my ex-wife on our favorite show, Mom. Tomorrow, I have an audition for a lead for a series regular on a futuristic space type movie. Wish me luck on that. I'm Johnny Keith, your host for Actors2020Podcast.com. Until the next episode. Bye-bye.